often as you heard that theme tune, you thought this is one of the most successful television programmes in the world. But is it anymore? Chris Evans has quit after just one series. What's this going to make for the show? Mike Ward, the TV critic, is with us this morning. Perry McCarthy, the original Stig, in the show with us too. Mike, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Perry.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, my goodness, some people might have thought, Perry, that Chris Evans would have toughed it out slightly longer than he did.
Well, I was kind of expecting him to make the decision to go, but he made it a bit quicker than I thought, yeah.
Was he right to go?
Yeah, I think so, because I think they got the balance wrong initially. And with the first show that they had, it just didn't work. They made a really bad job of it. Funny thing is, the show got an awful lot better, but clearly, you know, that was the damaging aspect, and the viewers just didn't seem to gel with Chris, and I don't think Chris felt comfortable with the programme after that one.
But this is one of the most successful presenters in the UK, Mike Ward. Why didn't he gel?
Because I think you can be a great presenter and I think you can love cars. And obviously he ticked both those boxes. But the problem is, he's inherited a format that is Jeremy Clarkson's show. I know there are an awful lot of other people behind the scenes who work it and he had his colleagues presenting it. But ultimately, in the minds of millions and millions of viewers, Top Gear is Jeremy Clarkson. And if you take him away, you're left with a show that still wants to adhere to that very, very rigid format with, okay, a few tweaks. And Chris Evans was sort of chained down to that, if you like. There was no scope to stamp his own identity on it and to move on from that. So it felt like a pale imitation.
Perry?
Well, I see what you're saying there, but I don't completely subscribe to that. I think Chris is a very different presenter. He's very animated, as we know, and perhaps maybe a little too animated for the requirements of a Top Gear viewer. But it really needed to be more about content. Again, going back to the first show that they had, it was more like a game show with four wheels, and it needs to be a balance. You've got to impart information. The three previous presenters, James, Richard and Jeremy, they all had an automotive background, and they're all journalists in their own right. So even with their wit, charm and banter, there was still a lot of information coming through about cars, and that's where the balance went wrong on the start off for this new series.
Did the BBC cock up? Because even in scheduling Top Gear, the new series of Top Gear, they put it on, for goodness sake, against the football. The same type of viewers that might have been watching Top Gear, they were off in the pub watching the football.
Yeah, I don't think that did it any favours, obviously. I mean, certainly when it's directly up against a big match, you're going to lose an awful lot of it. I mean, they argue, and a lot of programmes argue these days, oh, we've got the catch-up option, we're not too bothered, you have to take into account these figures and that figures. But the reality of it is they want people watching at 8 o'clock on BBC Two on a Sunday night. That's what they really want. And so there's an element of desperation that creeps in when you start sort of quoting other figures that come in later in the week, as if you were, you know, from the iPlayer, etc.
Well, it just shows you a couple of things, doesn't it? First of all, there goes that argument that the BBC doesn't really care about audience figures. Oh, yes, they do, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
And secondly, the power of a presenter that is doing the business. You try putting a value on a presenter, and you realise the value when a presenter doesn't do the business, for whatever reason, work.
I think the BBC really wanted, you know, because the Top Gear brand is so important and so lucrative, what the BBC wanted to convince itself was that once Jeremy Clarkson and co had gone, they still had the valuable asset of the Top Gear brand. And ultimately, you just bring in somebody who's a good presenter, cares about cars, can be passionate, and, you know, it's business as usual, and we move on. But sometimes the presenter is bigger than the show. And I do honestly believe that although Top Gear has had many incarnations over the years, and even the Clarkson era took time to gel, by the time they left, that was what people thought of as Top Gear. And that's what people are missing.
Perry, who would you have put in there? Or who would you put in now?
Me.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would, actually. I'm looking for your support on a petition on this, Stephen.
Who do you think they will put in?
Well, they're saying that they're not going to put another presenter in, and I think the BBC are making a huge mistake on that, because I'm a big fan of Matt LeBlanc on this show, I really am. But he needs to have somebody there with that relationship to have the good banter, to give us a giggle and impart the information. And he can't be left standing there like a lemon and then just occasionally speaking to the other presenters. Yeah, the BBC kind of seem to be panicking here. We're not going to replace Chris Evans. But they need that central hold, those two or three presenters working together. And that is the essence of this, not just leaving it to be a car show with different vignettes, with different presenters out on the road.
I wonder, was Evans pushed?
Who knows?
Who knows?
That may well emerge in time, but at the moment, you know, we take it on face value that he's felt that he's not right for the job and that he's moving on. So
he's had setbacks in his career before, hasn't he? He's had his so-called midlife crisis at one stage. But this is bound to rock his confidence. I know he's a confident guy.
He is a confident guy, but I believe, you know, confidence is, you know, can be displayed in a certain way, and Chris Evans is very good at coming across as very self-assured. I mean, his perfect medium is his breakfast show on the radio or TFI Friday. And in fact, when you watch the opening bits of the first episode of Top Gear, it felt like he was trying to recreate TFI Friday with a big whooping audience, etc., etc. But then to sort of somehow, you know, attach that to the Top Gear format. His confidence will be not, because deep down everyone's sort of a lot more insecure in show business and media than they like to make out. But, you know, he's, as you say, he's bounced back before and he's still got plenty of other irons in the fire. So I don't think he's going to sort of struggle either sort of, you know, professionally or emotionally, shall we say.
OK, Perry and Mike, thank you very much indeed. Chris, morning to you, Chris.
How you doing, sir?
Good morning, good morning. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all. Yeah, I love Top Gear. I've watched Top Gear since the day and hour it started, it says, and to be honest with you, it went from working with the normal cars and all for normal people to just being very, very silly. It says, but I love Clarkson. I thought he was fantastic. It says, and I think it just went away from the normal people. It says, you know what I mean?
You see, I don't want this to sound too kind of dorky industry insider stuff, right? But it's like anything else in life. You see a television program, or even for that matter, a radio program, you can write it down on paper all you want, all right? But actually, whether that is going to work or not, there are so many just untouchable things that decide whether a program is going to work. You can't really you can't teach people how to make a television or a radio program work.
No, that's true.
And it's that mix. It's just that mix of the right presenters with the right production team. Boy, have I got that wrong in here. At the right time. And you know, I don't know anybody coming in after Clarkson that could have actually made that show work, Chris.
Well, to be honest with you, it says when I listened to Chris Evans, or I watched Chris Evans during the first show.
Yeah,
says he tried to be a mimic of Clarkson.
Yeah, always a big mistake. Says,
and he failed miserably.
Yeah. It's like Crawley he trying to copy really me failed. At the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, I've worked with you in the past. Maybe you don't remember, says, but says, I've worked with you in the past, and says
Crawley does the same material every day. He'd be imitating my voice next.
we have good fun.
That's a very strange laugh from this man. Talking about strange men, here's Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, I think I'll apply for the Top Gear job, but all joking, but it was doomed for failure on the relaunch. Once you take a top presenter away, like Clarkson, or even if you look at Talk Back when David Dunseith died, the late David Dunseith, he was Talk Back, and it has changed different presenters.
To be fair, now I know I banter him, but William's done a good job. I know I banter him.
Yes, he does a good job, and they all do a good job, but it's never the same when the top presenters leave. It's the same with your show, the Nolan Show. If you left the Nolan Show, it would never be the same with you away. That's what I'm saying. So once Clarkson left Top Gear, it never was going to be a success.
Well, you see, I'll tell you.
No matter who you bring in.
I'll tell you, though, right, the flip side of that. If you look at what was happening on Radio 2 when Terry Wogan was leaving the breakfast show, people thought to themselves, oh my goodness, are the audiences going to plummet? And Chris Evans, it was Chris Evans and then obviously to replace Terry Wogan on Radio 2, and the figures went up.
Yes, he's a good radio presenter.
Yeah, but the point is, that, you know, sometimes it does work. Sometimes actually people want a new presenter and a fresh new thing.
But you look at Gerry Anderson when he went to Radio 4. It didn't work. It didn't work, Stephen.
And that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying earlier. It's just there are so many different factors that determine whether a TV or a radio show is going to work or not. You can't really write it down. You know?
No, to me, Chris Evans, he just hasn't got it for television. On the radio, yes, but when it comes to television, his personality, to me, it's only my opinion, he hasn't got the same personality as what Clarkson has. So that's why it doesn't work.
All right, Norman, thank you. Morning to you.